morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the second quarter of 2020. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question and answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO and CFO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A., and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, Paula, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining our second quarter earnings call for the Prumo Participações. First, I would like to touch a little bit on the COVID situation here. It's very important to highlight that Ferroporte was not impacted in its operations so far. We have been succeeding in keeping the operations up and running, and none of the operations were impacted for any reason because of the COVID situation down here in Brazil. It's important to mention that all the premises in the city of Rio de Janeiro of the Prumo Group companies, they are all shut down still. Since mid-March, all employees have been working, including Ferroporte, have been working on the home office method. We kept the whole administrative portion of that within this kind of work, not to expose our employees to any risks related to the COVID pandemic here in Brazil. Having said that, I would go briefly to highlights and a summary of our results, and then we'll have a Q&A session. On the second quarter, we faced at Ferroporte gross revenues growing of almost 40% when we compared to the last year. It grew from 190 million BRL to roughly 265 million. The volume of iron ore handled was amounting 6.5 million tons at the second quarter. That represents a 5% increase over the same period of 2019, and an increase of 6% if we compare to the volume handled in the first quarter of 2020. It's very important to highlight that these 6.5 million tons pace represents, in a yearly basis, 26 million tons per annum, which is virtually the total take-or-pay volume that Ferroporte receives from Anglo, the client, the mining company. When we look to the revenues coming from the ships at the T-oil, that revenue stream reached a little bit above 10 million BRL in the second quarter, representing 29% increase over the second quarter in 2019. Both revenue streams increasing year-over-year took actually the EBITDA figures in a 42% increase rate, summing up 191 million BRL for the period on the second quarter. The EBITDA margin for the same period was a little bit above 81%. In the second quarter, Ferroporte distributes an amount of 386.8 million BRL as repayments of the IC loans. Out of which 186.4 million was related to principal repayments, and a little bit above 200 million as interest repayments. Promopar received 193.4 million BRL total gross amount from those repayments. On the second quarter, we had, as Promopar, 159.9 million tons repayment of the debt that was related to two movements. Actually, first, we had fulfilled the target amortization reserve account with the total necessary balance, which was by contract 8.5% of the outstanding amount of the debt. And we had a trigger, which was the discounts being done to the port access tariffs that the T-oil vessels pays when they access the channel for some of the operations for the oil terminal that shares the infrastructure there with the Ferroporte terminal on T1 at the Açu port. So that trigger of providing discounts actually was the movement that triggered the repayment that was already, as we explained a little bit on the last call, an ordinary and expected at the contract movement if we had the intention to give any discounts on those tariffs. And that repayment was actually done at the end of the second quarter in June 30th. Moving to some of the financial highlights, we'll first talk about the Ferroport consolidated figures, and then we'll take a look a little bit at Promopar. On the consolidated net revenue for the second quarter of 2020, we have a 40% increase, as we said, in comparison of 2019, mostly due to the USD appreciation against the Brazilian real, and due to the increase in the T-oil activities as well. So the revenues coming from the iron ore increased to 254.3 million, 40% increase, and the port access fee from the T-oil increased almost 30% to 10.2 million. This increase was partially offset by the reduction of the take-or-pay tariff related to the handling of iron ore because of the decrease of the PPI. So it was a negative amount that was escalating, actually, the tariff, decreasing that base tariff. On the second quarter of 2020, the costs of services increased almost 33% compared to the same period of 2019. We had two major movements here explaining this. First one was the maintenance dredging, bringing a little bit above 9 million BRL of extra costs accounted as third-party services, which is expected to occur every 2 years, this maintenance dredging. So we're Ferroport started that in the second quarter and is still doing that. And some costs increase related to the increase of the volume of iron ore handled, such as personnel leases and rents and insurance. The increase in the depreciation of 2.6 million also negatively impacted the costs for the second quarter of 2020. So when we take a look at the total movement for the second quarter of 2020, the income before income taxes amounted to 136.1 million, leading to a net income of 155.7 million versus a net income of 61.5 million on the same period of 2019. Moving on to some of the highlights on the balance sheet, we had on the cash flow, we had Ferroporte reporting cash flow from operating activities of a little bit above 163 million BRL in the second quarter of 2020, an increase of 187.3 compared to the same period of 2019. This increase was driven not only by the better results, but also by the positive working capital variation caused by the settlement agreement that brought the arbitration proceeds to a conclusion. Remember that Anglo paid 60 million USD to Ferroport within that agreement. And it's important to mention that variations on interest and withholding tax paid on the intercompany loan are accounted in the working capital variation in the cash flow from operations. When we look to the CapEx figures in the second quarter, those summed a little bit above 10 million BRL. The main expenditure was related to repowering of the piling system and summed approximately 4.5 out of the 10.7 total figure. The remaining was associated to staying business capex, such as environmental compensation, spare parts, and the process to unclog of some equipment due to the operations regularly held there. By the end of the first half of 2020, Ferroporte amortized 225.7 million of principal from the IC loans. Moving on to the balance sheet, just a quick highlights here. Ferroporte consolidated cash and securities by the end of June were a little bit above 102 million BRL. Receivables from related parties decreased to 206.4 in the first quarter, in the first half of 2020, and due to the amount received in April of 2020 related to the financial compensation that we already explained of the settlement agreement. The cash position was negatively impacted and receivables positively impacted by the postponement of the take-or-pay payment from June 30th that actually happened in July 1st, which was the following day. The company's intercompany debt position of June 30th amounted 794.4 million, out of which 420 related to the Prumopar loan. Just some highlights about the Prumopar figures as well. For the second quarter 2020, Prumopar net financial losses increased 146.4 million if we compare to the same period 2019, not only due to the increase in total debt, but mainly coming from the depreciation of the BRL against the US dollar. Net exchange variation decreased 99.5 million comparing to the second quarter of 2019. Prumopar reported an income and social contribution tax of 3.5 million for the second quarter 2020. And the net loss amounted 51.2 million versus a net income of 39.7 on the same period of 2019, mainly due to the depreciation as well. During the second quarter 2020, Prumopar received 186.4 million of principal and 5.9 million of interests, net of taxes, related to the intercompany loan from Ferroporte. The increase, comparing to the same period of 2019, is explained mainly due to the extraordinary payment from Ferroporte that was paid in April 2020, resulted from the settlement agreement that brought the arbitration proceeds to a conclusion. And by the end of June, as we said, we had the repayment of an aggregate amount of 159.8 million BRL related to the TARES mandatory redemption. When we take a look to the balance sheet, the most important changes and movements were related on the cash and cash equivalents. Promopar reported 37.2 million, which was an increase of 36 million if compared to December 31st, 2019. The amount on cash on June 30th, 2020 is in excess of cash generation generated by Promopar after paying all debt due for the period. And it's available to be distributed to the shareholder. The shareholder, which is Prumo, actually decided to maintain these amounts at Promopar for now. So we'll keep so far those resources at Promopar and not bring into Prumo. The escrow account was reduced by 28.9 million in 2020 due to the TARA mandatory redemption event that we explained already. It is important to mention that Promopar has now only the debt service reserve account as the TARA was totally used for debt repayment. And this reserve account is constituted in US dollars. Promopar total debt increased in BRL terms when compared to December 31st, 2019 by approximately 342.1 million to a total of 1.6 billion BRL impacted by the foreign exchange variation. In USD terms, the total debt decreased by 30.5 million to a total of 312.9 million US dollars. On June 30th, 2020, the equity was a negative amount of above 400 million BRL, and that's a direct consequence of the accounting loss for the first half of 2020, mostly driven by the exchange rate variation for the period. So it's important to mention as well, just a graph that we included here on the release when we compared the EBITDA evolution since the second quarter 2019 to the second quarter 2020. Margins at Ferroport level were always above 80%, with the highest a percentage being seen now on the second quarter 2020, a little bit above 81%, and figures increasing from roughly 134 million BRL in the second quarter 2019 to above 191 million BRL in the second quarter 2020, with a constant and robust increase within this year. So those are the main topics that I would like to emphasize here on our presentation. So now we can move to the Q&A session if you have questions from the participants. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Again, if you want to pose a question, please press star one. Our first question comes from Oscar Givi, Quasar Asset Management.
Hi, thanks for the call. I have a question. It's more regards to your capital structure than the results themselves. So if we're looking at the bond, as far as I understand, the cash flows that are going to pay the bond, first are the intercompany loan, then the cash flows are going to be the dividends. Am I right?
Oscar, thanks for the question. Yes, you're exactly right. So until Ferroport did not repay 100% of the IC loans, all distributions would be done through that mechanism. And then after repaying 100% of those, then Ferroport would start to distribute dividends, and that would be the flow until the end of the repayment of the bonds.
Okay, thanks.
As a reminder, if you want to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statement. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, I would like to thank you all again on joining the second quarter earnings call. Just a reminder, we'll be back here roughly 3 months from now for the third quarter, and you can find all information on our website, which is prumologistica.com.br/en/investors. Thank you very much.
That does conclude the Prumo Participações e Investimento SA's financial results for the second quarter of 2020. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.